This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today on that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
McCullough.
Hey, 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 welcome to Saturday night. Glad you're with us. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC.
Hello.
And we're live from the Extreme Media Studios.
I should have said this earlier.
What should you have said?
Turn my things down.
Are your headphones a little too loud?
Good. Yeah, I mean, I don't hear well. But it would be probably better for me to do the program.
Were you getting a little deaf there?
No, my brain was kind of vibrating.
Oh, okay.
Not good.
Yeah. Hey, welcome to Saturday night. How are you? We're glad you're with us. If you're listening on any one of the hundreds of radio stations that take this broadcast, or watching us on Biz Television, the exclusive television provider of the Baldwin McCullough Show, coast to coast, still kind of enjoying and basking in the glow of being in the Los Angeles market. Only 3 weeks ago we started that. So you LAers, hi. It's prime time. Glad to be there with you.
Hollywood.
Yeah. You're East Coast, dude. Don't do that.
No, I was doing an East Coast.
Yeah.
Hipster shout out.
See,
to my left coast.
East Coast, West Coast. I'm definitely East Coast, man.
Right.
This is where my people
I am
are.
Too.
This is where my people. My wife, total West Coast.
But if you knew like the gangster street
the
cred kind of like the way I said Hollywood, like you would have recognized.
No, I got that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's why
you,
I said East Coast, because you don't normally talk about East Coast
or
West Coast unless you're a rapper.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did.
Who were the main figureheads of the coastal wars? Was Biggie the East Coast king and Snoop was West Coast, or what? How'd that go down? Somebody know their rap history? Biggie didn't last long.
There's always been the Crip bloodness.
Right.
Which, even now, if you can believe it, with this police officer shot and all of that is...
Oh, yeah. Did you hear what the Blood said they're going to do? Okay. For people that are not familiar with this story, it was a local story here in the Newark area. But a Jersey City police officer...
23 years old.
Stops a crime at a Walgreens at like 4 in the morning. He gets called. He and his partner get called. Robbery's in progress. The thug steals the gun of the security guard that's at the Walgreens. So the two cops, they're trying to track him down and what have you. When the cops show up, he shoots the 23-year-old execution style through the window of the cop car.
Right.
And then other cops show up and riddle his body with bullets. And they act as though then the thug that died...
Mm-hmm.
There were memorials. You know how people do this when somebody dies; they start building memorials along the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the police officer had like a little candle and a Bible, and a couple of things. And like down the block where the thug died, they had like shrines and T-shirts taped to the brick wall, and people were signing them. It was disgusting.
Well, and I think law enforcement showed up for. But I hear you. As far as the general public showing any,
the general public in Jersey City, they were just down with the thug. And the police officer, like his little tiny thing, was nothing. And so then the mayor and the police force decide to rip up the thug shrine, which they do. They tear it down and take it away.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day, Blood Nation issues a threat to all Jersey City cops that were coming from all over the country to kill you. We're just going to kill you.
Yeah. They basically announced that
it's open war on Jersey City police officers.
They were going to.
And they were going to come from other places to get
it. Right, exactly.
What's going on in this world?
It's
you shoot a cop, you're the hero, and your gang launches war against the police departments.
There's a whole lot going on, Kevin. The Lord is
well,
nigh.
Well, psychoanalyze that
the
for
Lord
a second,
is
though.
Nigh.
I mean, that's kind of par for the course when you think about the rest of the stuff we got going on. Think about this. How many people have been coming over the border? 1,000 a week per state that's on the border. So you got 4 border states. That's like 4,000 people a day coming across the border. No regard for law whatsoever. The president today, there's all this talk now that he can't get Congress to pass immigration reform.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants it to be very, very lax. He wants the immigration reform to be very, very lax. Come on over. Get a job. Hey, you want to vote? Hey, get a driver's license. Hey, want to vote?
Want to be a lawyer?
That's the president. You want to vote? I don't care if you're here or not. Vote for your dead grandpa. I don't care. You want to vote? So that's what he's doing. And meanwhile, the Republicans, you know, they're ham-handing themselves, going, I don't know what to do. If we pass a law that says they shouldn't come, then we're going to be called xenophobes. And they get all twisted in their own psychosis of paralysis.
Is that really what they would be called?
Yeah, they're acting, they're falling all over themselves. I don't know what to do. Do we pass the big bill? Do we pass the small bill? Do we say border enforcement? There's a handful of people that are fighting the good fight, that are being clear.
No, I asked the question.
Xenophobes?
Right.
Yes, that's what
does that mean?
That's what they, racist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Against people coming over the border?
Yeah. So
how do you get xenophobe from?
We'll look it up in the
kind
break.
Of a fancy word.
But the long story short is, the president is now on the verge. And this, everybody, both sides are saying this is what they think he's going to do. He's going to issue an executive order. Wow, that's a surprise. Didn't see that coming. That would be very significant executive action on immigration. Would likely offer amnesty for up to 5 million. Grant work authorization. Unilaterally. No Congress. No we the people. Why bother with the people? You know, the plebs that are in the...
And I wonder...
Why bother with the schmucks of Joe society, you and me? Why do we get a say? Just let almighty Obama say, well, now you get work authorization.
Somebody must be able to figure out, with the number of folks that have come over just in the last X number of years.
Yeah, well, how about X number of months?
That stayed here.
Yeah.
Somebody has to be able to do a mathematical equation to figure out what strain that is, like an actual figure of how much of a strain that is on our government financially.
Well,
I wonder if anybody's done that.
Well, certain states have. For instance, California, a couple of years ago, had to shut down a number of hospitals that were located from like Thousand Oaks all the way to the border. Now, Thousand Oaks is a little bit north of L.A.,
mm-hmm.
all the way down to south of San Diego, right on the Mexican border. And the reason that they had to shut these hospitals down is because they were all public hospitals, mm-hmm. and they all guaranteed, in essence, medical treatment for whoever walked in the door. Well, they were overrun with immigrants that mm-hmm. didn't have the right mm-hmm. to be there, mm-hmm. having babies, getting sick, broken limbs, whatever you go to the hospital for. And nobody's paying anything because
mm-hmm.
they're just walking in. Oh, free hospital. I'll just go there because it's free. And that means I don't have to pay for it. And I guess nobody else does either.
Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah, it's free.
It's a good deal.
I suppose.
In America.
But how? 888-340-3373. How do you feel about the president? If all of these people are right, and you've got Republican senators and you've got Democratic senators both saying this is probably what he's going to do,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel about him just saying, okay, for 5 million of you guys that you're not supposed to be here, amnesty. Yeah, just check it off. Box completed. Done. You're all good. And on top of that, saying, okay, work authorization for everyone that's here.
But what's that number? That's it. Do we have any idea for the rest of them? When you say for the rest of them, is that 30 million people?
The estimates are between 8 million and 22 million, generally speaking.
Wow.
Depending on what you believe.
Wow. That's crazy.
And I have the tendency to think that sometimes the number gets a little inflated by one side and it's a little underestimated mm-hmm. on the other. So if you split the goalpost on that, you're probably somewhere right in the middle.
You know what I thought a xenophobe was?
I'm afraid to ask this.
I thought it was a fear of the warrior princess Xena, is what I thought it was. So it, you can see why I was confused.
Someone who was afraid of the princess warrior Xena?
Yeah.
Because Phobe, you knew Phobe was fear, so that was good.
Yeah.
You had that down.
So I didn't understand.
And Xena, I could see where you get that.
Yeah.
Xenophobic. To be afraid of.
Xena. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Okay. And our number, because every time I listen to a program like this and they go,
yeah, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Do you want the president to just say amnesty for 5 million and automatic work authorization? Will that suit you? Do you think that'll solve the problem that we have with the immigration issue right now?
And I'm curious if you think, yeah, if you think, hey man, you know, we gotta be nice to these people. We gotta say they got in here. We gotta take care of them. We gotta do something. You're gonna jump to the front of the line when you call.
Yeah, because we want to hear how it all works out. Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Yeah.
And well, the phones are ringing, buddy.
Yeah, 888-340-3373. Time Magazine says this. In the days to come, President Obama is issuing executive orders on immigration in the coming weeks. Pro-reform activists are expecting something dramatic. Temporary relief from deportation and work authorization for perhaps several million undocumented immigrants. If the activists are right, the sweeping move would upend a contentious policy fight and carry broad political consequences. I think that's probably putting it mildly.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what Time Magazine says. My question to you, if you're listening or watching tonight, are you ready for the president to use his executive order power to just go right around Congress and say, this is what we're going to do. I'm just making up a new law. We're going to give amnesty to all these people, and we're going to let them all go to work. And we're not going to say anything about it. That's basically what it looks like he's leaning towards.
Right.
888-340-3373. Let's go to Los Angeles, California, because Carlos is our very first caller from the Biz Television affiliate out there, Channel 8. Carlos, welcome. Glad you're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
How you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for finding us.
I've been watching your program. I'm pretty pissed off where he's going to give a blanket amnesty for all these millions without any due process to Congress and Senate.
And, now, you're there in Southern California, Carlos. What's the mood of this issue like where you live?
I think it's like half and half. You got a lot of liberals that would just like, you know, have them get their blanket amnesty, and the other half, you know, go through due process.
Why does it bother you so badly?
Well, if you, my great-grandparents, you know, they came into the front door, and you got millions coming in through the back door. It's still a violation of our law, and it doesn't seem to be taking hold to the lawmakers of this country.
Is this something, Carlos, in the electoral process this fall that you're going to find yourself tempted to vote on?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are going to vote on this one.
Do you think that's in favor of what the president's doing or against it?
I would be against.
Okay. Interesting. Well, thanks for finding us, Carlos, and congratulations on being our first caller from the L.A. area. We're glad you're here.
It's a voice from the forest. It's pretty liberal over here.
Yeah. Well, we're gonna try to bring some East Coast common sense to him.
Okay. You take care.
Thanks much. Carlos is a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how he feels.
He's got that laid back California thing going on.
Yeah, he's chilling.
He's chill.
Yeah.
He's just chill. We can't do that in New York. People get mad at you if you get too relaxed over here.
Well, you could hear how he talks. You know, I couldn't be like, dude, that wouldn't.
Let's go surf.
No, he wasn't like that.
No? Okay. No. Let's go to line two. AM 970, The Answer, here in New York, our flagship radio station. Gino is calling from the Bronx. Hi, Gino.
No joking around tonight.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, like I always tell everybody else I call up on the phone about this issue. When I was a probation officer back in 1990, one out of every three convicted felons on my caseload was an illegal alien criminal. That means not only did they come here with prior criminal records, but then they came across our border illegally and committed additional crimes for which they would have gotten onto my caseload for a felony or a misdemeanor conviction. I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell everyone else I've ever said, We must stop this flow of illegal alien lawbreakers. We cannot tolerate 30 million of these people getting amnesty, a free pass into our country to rape, pillage, plunder, and even murder our fellow citizens. And I'm going to say it until the day I die. The scum in both political parties are selling us out.
Yep.
The Democrats are infested with Bolsheviks, who all they would do would sell their own souls to Satan to get absolute and total power. And unfortunately, the scum in my party, the Republican Party, represent interests of those who would sell their own mothers into white slavery to make a buck. Between these two cretins that we have representing us, God help us all, unless we have sound minds that say enough is enough. I've got gangbangers on my block that have targeted me personally, because I used to carry a badge and I used to enforce the law. So if they're willing to do it to me, and if they're willing to do it to police officers, and if they're willing to put death warrants on our officers, on our deputy sheriffs,
yep,
if God forbid Texas falls, America falls with us. So no joking around tonight. That's what I have to say, and I hope that your audience in Los Angeles gets it through their thick, liberal, left-wing maggot skulls. You people are on the front lines, and so is Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. And here in New York, we've already got them. If you don't do something smart about it, you're going to all get screwed in the end, and your children and grandchildren will spit on your graves.
All right,
have
Gino.
Have I made myself clear?
I think so.
Thanks, Gino.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Gino, a little lighter fare than normal from Gino.
I want to give him his own segment every week.
It's the Gino thought.
Yeah.
888-340-3373. But far be it for me to mock passion, because if I walked in his shoes, lived on his block, and had gangbangers targeting me because I was simply law enforcement, mm-hmm, I think I would have some pretty strong feelings about it. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Mark, listening in Hartford, Connecticut, and we're not sure what he's listening to. But, Mark, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Listen, I was listening to what you were talking about, and, yeah, I think it's good to have some xenophobia once in a while, because you don't know what you're getting wrapped up in a package that you've never seen before. The point is that I see it simple. It's very simple, very logical. You've got X amount of people running across the border, grabbing onto some immigration official and saying, I'm here, I want a hearing, blah, blah, blah. Fine. It's not just one. It's tens of thousands of them. So you know what you do? You go to all these juvenile correction facilities where you have a lot of kids who are legally adults, and you say to them, look, you've been here because you did really stupid, bad, felony-type stuff. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you $1,000 each and a ticket, and you're going to go to Mexico, and we're going to send you all down to Mexico. Okay? Let's see how the Mexicans like that.
So send our juvenile offenders to Mexico. Because you're implying that that's what they're doing to us.
Yes. Hand them each $1,000 and say, here's a card. You can get $1,000 on the card. You can go there, do whatever you want, stay as long as you want. That's a condition of your release. If you want to be released, that's what you have to do. And they're all going to run down there and have a ball, because it's completely lawless down there. Yeah. Totally lawless.
Interesting. All right, Mark, thanks for the call. 888-340-3373. The top headline of the day, the president is thinking about sending an executive order into the ether to say that he's going to give blanket amnesty and job authorizations, work authorizations for up to several million of our illegal immigrants that have been streaming across our border in recent days. Your reaction to this, what will you do if the president does, in fact, issue this executive order? That's what we want to know. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, coming right back.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's ManCow for you.
Here and here, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's live from New York, Baldwin McCullough Live, that is, every Saturday night, and we are honored to have you with us. He is Stephen Baldwin, I am Kevin McCullough, and every Saturday night we get together, 9 to 11 Eastern, 6 to 8 if you're on the West Coast, watching us on Channel 8 there on Biz TV, our brand new television affiliate there. About 25 markets, I think, we're in television, and hundreds of radio stations, and we thank you for making it a priority to be with us on Saturday night. By the way, you've heard us talking about this new thing that Stephen has adopted in his life. It's called thislifenow.net, thislifenow.net, the simple URL, thislifenow.net. But, Stephen, I want you to tell me a little bit about it, because I'm on the website, Making Natural Goodness Convenient for the First Time.
Well, you know, there's all kinds of research coming through now that talks about the importance of getting your fruits and vegetables. And you hear a lot of this kind of talk. The thing that differentiates This Life Now and these products, these supplements, these vegetable and fruit powders from everybody else is the accountability of knowing where the products came from. The average fruit or vegetable domestically travels 1,600 miles, even if you go to like a Whole Foods. So when you're going to the best and spending the money and spending the most you can to get the very best, you still don't know how old it is.
Right.
This Life Now is something where I met Frank Davis, the owner of the company, and I'm somebody that just said, wow, this seems cool, but I got to try it myself. I've been taking the product for over 6 months and haven't been having as many problems with bugs, colds, things like that.
That's cool.
Sleeping better. I lost some weight. That's just me.
Right.
It's actually helps the body. The coolest thing about it is I love what Frank Davis says about it. He says, when you take This Life Now, it helps the body fill in the potholes that normally your system should be able to correct as far as, you know, your immune system and things like that.
And the reason that they can do it that way is because it's whole food nutrition, just minus the water, and the technology that they use to remove the water doesn't take out the nutrition.
That's correct.
Other freeze-dried processes do. This isn't freeze-drying. It's an infrared targeting that only takes out the water.
Patented, trademarked by This Life Now and Frank Davis. What they did was they took infrared technology.
Right.
So, and they, you know, beam an infrared light at a fruit or a vegetable, but at a certain temperature, about 106 degrees, that focuses on the water molecule within the fruit or the vegetable and allows it to retain. The catchphrase for the company is better than fresh, because it retains all of the same nutrients, et cetera, as you would find it in nature.
Zero nutrient loss in the process. Zero nutrients are lost. You can add it to the whole food goodness to any meal. You can put it in your brownies and pancakes and cupcakes, for that matter, if you want to bake it in. You just use it. So go to thislifenow.net. Try it for yourself. Better than fresh. See for yourself. Approved by the one and only Stevie B.
It's a wonderful product.
ThisLifeNow.net, 844-592-5433 for more information. All right, we're talking about the very possibility that the president may, this coming week or in the next few days, decide to issue a unilateral executive order granting amnesty to several million people and giving direct job authorization, work authorization. One of the difficult things about illegal aliens when they come to the states is they want to work, but they don't necessarily get to work unless, you know, someone's going to pay them in cash, and it's got to be very specific kind of work. If they suddenly have a blanket permission slip to go get a job anywhere, wherever, I think that's going to have some negative ramifications in the job market for those jobs that Americans are fighting for. So, I mean, that's how I would view it. But what do you think? 888-340-3373. This is his solution. Let me guess. He issues this executive order sometime in early August. They're all up and running and maybe going to vote in November. Oh, no, they wouldn't vote, right? Because you'd have to have an ID or something to vote. Oh, no, we don't do voter ID laws. That's right, because we don't want to have accountability in our electoral systems. Let's real quickly try to get Bobby in before the break. Bobby in Dallas, welcome. You're on with Stephen and Kevin. Hi.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, listen, what I think about the voter stuff, you know, they need to, I mean, all that money they want to give to rebuild buildings that's been sitting there for I don't know how long when they got homeless people in Dallas. I have no idea how many homeless families there is in Dallas. And all, I mean, put some of that money in these cities and states where they got homeless people sleeping in boxes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would not vote for him to get this money.
Bobby, thank you for the call. I hear what you're saying, and she's got a point, Stephen. All of a sudden, the government's gotten really creative with finding all these places for the illegals to live. What about Americans?
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair in less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits?
No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God, February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
ThisLifeNow.net.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. I'm Stevie B. He's KMC. Welcome. Hello, California.
Yeah, we're still basking in the California sun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of great Biz TV affiliates coast to coast. Philadelphia, New York City, Dallas, Houston, Denver, Salt Lake. I mean, we're all over the country, but when we got on in L.A., that was just kind of fun.
I want more L.A. Biz TV people to call in.
Yeah.
Give us a call.
Stephen will give you a free diamond ring to every person that calls in the next 10 minutes from Southern California.
But it might be a cubic Xena Kosian. Is that how you say it?
No.
No?
We're live in New York. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC, and we're talking about the president's impending executive order. Could come down any minute now, where he's going to, it's thought by both sides, that he will give amnesty to several million people and possibly authorize them for work across the board. Your thoughts on that? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And let's go to Rowlett, Texas, also watching on Biz Television. There is Louise. Hi, Louise. Welcome.
Hello. My opinion on this about the president giving amnesty to the illegal immigrants is, I mean, we've got homeless people here that he is not helping, and I mean, they, and some of them are even dying on the streets because they're not getting help that they need. And so why does he want to bring in thousands and thousands of more people to run up the budget instead of helping our own people? He needs to get out in our own country and look and see what we've got here instead of wanting to just give amnesty to anybody that comes in here. Hmm. I mean, he can get out on our streets and see how our country is here. And the people here need help.
No, Louise, you're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. You know what she makes me think of, too, Stephen, is the VA scandal. That's what we were talking about
sure.
just a few months ago.
Yeah.
Those were veterans that were in line to get to see a doctor or mm-hmm. to get basic medical treatment, something that we're promising to all these aliens that are coming across, mm-hmm. by mm-hmm. the way. We're making sure that they get doctors and medicines and that they have a safe place to be quarantined if they have diseases and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It does, I think, rub a lot of people the wrong way to say, oh, well, we can make sure all these people coming across get medical treatment, but we had veterans dying,
right,
waiting for weeks, if not months at times, to get to see a doctor for their issues. And those are people that served our country.
Uh-huh. I was just going to ask the question, and when I say this and how I say this, I don't say it like to be picking on the president.
Right.
I just say because what if it's true?
Right.
What if he just doesn't care? What if his attitude is because, you know, he's demonstrated already that he's pretty cut and dry about a lot of stuff.
Right.
And if he just wants what he wants, I mean, obviously he does. He's going to wave his magical executive order wand,
yeah,
and do this thing when, and it's going to be interesting. I think in the next several weeks, if you poll enough people, it's going to be interesting to see what the people say. I wouldn't be so sure our first caller from California would be right about 50-50. Do you think that 50% of Californians would say,
well,
that they're okay with this?
You got to remember that Southern California has been flooded with illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're stocked wall to wall with mm-hmm. illegal immigrants that are living in and amongst the legal people there, and it's turned the political views of that state, which were already leaning left, to very hardcore leftist views, not necessarily on social issues, but certainly on the fiscal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Give us more free health care. Give us more free. They had to close public schools and hospitals down over a major portion of Southern California because they could not service the number of kids and people coming to seek services and education that were lining up for them.
Right.
And totally bankrupt.
But is there any knowledge of the people of California, the taxpayers of California, did they just not care? They're okay with it?
Well, I think that, like a lot of places, partisan talking points rule the day.
Right.
Who can say the most, who can repeat the most lines in front of the people that they want them to support the most, mm-hmm. the most, over a period of time ends up winning the argument.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, California is pretty liberal. It is. You know,
of course.
They elected Jerry Brown again.
Yeah.
And he was a disaster as governor the first time.
Right.
And now he may run for president. He's 70-something years old, and he's thinking about running for president.
Good luck, Jerry.
Yeah, we would. Yeah. No, not good luck. Stay home. Stay in California.
Our number is 888-340-3373,
888-340-3373. And we always enjoy it when we are able to bring something of comfort and goodness to people's lives. On this radio broadcast last week, Mike Lindell of MyPillow joined us in the second hour.
Awesome.
And he brought one of the MyPillows into the studio with us. I got to tell you, it's not just because he's sponsoring the show that I say this. Before he ever came here, I was using the MyPillow, and it changed my life. I have since given four MyPillows to four different people, mm-hmm. just as gifts. Here, I want you to get better sleep. Gave them a MyPillow. They started getting better sleep immediately. And I believe last week, Mr. Baldwin, if I'm not mistaken, Mike gifted you with a MyPillow.
Yes, he did.
How was your sleeping habits this week?
Me and the boss, both using the MyPillow.
Yeah.
Kenya, my wife, who's very good at sleeping.
So she may have needed the help.
No, because she wakes up with significant kind of whatever kink, stiffness
in her neck
in
and
the
stuff?
Neck and shoulders. Yeah. Gone.
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 All the stiffness,
all the kinks. In the neck and shoulders, gone, which I almost couldn't believe. And then for myself, I have a bad back.
Yeah.
So to kind of differentiate, you know, how I feel about that, same thing for me. Much more loose and relaxed in the neck and shoulders when I woke up. But my sleeping, slept through the night, didn't toss and turn, didn't, you know.
Did you get into REM cycle sleep?
I don't remember anything, so I assume that means I slept well.
Well, if you had dreams, you were in REM cycle. But that, friends, it's MyPillow has changed my life. It's changed my family's life. I want it to change yours, and they're doing a buy one, get one free. You can call the number on your screen, 800-506-2641. If they ask for a promo code, you can put in KMC or Stevie B, either one, 800-506-2641, or go to MyPillow.com and enter those promo codes. Coming right back.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to amtcaudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to amtcaudition.com. That's amtcaudition.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. He's Stephen Baldwin, the good Baldwin. You know, there's an Adam Baldwin out there that is also a conservative, but he's not related to you guys.
Terrific guy.
And so they all ask, oh, is Adam one of those guys? No. So he's not the good Baldwin. No, Stephen's the good Baldwin.
And Adam's a good Baldwin. So,
well, a different Baldwin.
And Billy's a good Baldwin.
Different Baldwin altogether. But Sarah Palin stamped you as the good Baldwin brother.
Well, there you go.
You're not gonna mess with the governor.
No.
Anyway, it's Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough, and we're coming to you from New York, and we're always glad to have you with us. We've been talking about the Obama impending plan to announce amnesty and work authorization, and take your calls at 888-340-3373. I see that hand.
Yeah, because the other thing, I meant to ask this earlier, and then I just didn't think of it while we took calls and such, but... Rick Perry.
Yes.
So what's he doing now?
Well, he sent 1,000 of his own guys down to the border this week.
Like National Guard or something.
Yeah, Texas National Guard.
Right.
Yeah.
He's
getting serious.
But to do what?
To enforce the law.
Send them back?
I don't know. I don't know what the state of Texas's view towards. Because, see, the courts have tussled with Texas and Arizona over this.
Mm-hmm.
California and New Mexico have Democratic governors, so they don't care. They'll just do whatever Obama tells them. But Arizona and Texas have Republican governors, mm-hmm. and they're actually trying to not let immigration get crazy,
mm-hmm.
Even though the administration has been busing a lot of the immigrants to Arizona and Texas to dump them off. It's just the way they work.
Yeah,
it's just politics.
Yeah.
So he basically said, okay, president's not doing anything. He's got 1,000 Border Patrol spread from, you know, the Gulf of Mexico all the way to the Pacific Ocean. I'm going to put 1,000 just on my border alone.
Right.
And his is the most porous, and his have a lot of the places where people get through. So look for suddenly. Watch. This will be mysterious how this works. It'll be a true miracle, actually. You'll sit there and go, wow, that was amazing. How did that happen? He puts 1,000 people on the border. Suddenly, they won't have the problem there anymore.
Hmm.
It'll just naturally reduce the inclination to go through Texas to get into the United States. So it'll push them to New Mexico. It'll push them to Arizona or California. But he took action when he said nobody else was doing anything about
right.
it.
Right, but that's my question. Like, so are they there to, when folks are trying to come across, they're going, you can't come through?
I think that they have a different role than the Border Patrol that the feds have. And what I started to say earlier, the feds have tussled with states. The feds have tried to say to the states, you can't enforce your own laws because border patrolling is a federally entitled responsibility
right,
to the
right.
federal government.
Mm-hmm.
And the courts have been somewhat split on that. Arizona got sued, and they lost. Texas won a case. So there's a mixed bag there. I don't think has played out the judicial end of it yet. And Eric Holder is ready to just sue Texas and Arizona at the drop of a hat anyway because he just hates them.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But in this next hour, shift gears a little bit. Stephen found the funkiest story I think I've ever heard of, and we'll ask you your opinion of it when we continue. Baltimore.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
140